pretty common theme right now is everybody's legs are tired.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Absolutely.
Seems like a pretty fast-moving camp, long practices, a little bit different from last year. Now, how's the attitude of the team, and you know, how do you feel about going forward?
Good. You know, we know what we got ahead of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new conference. It's 13 games in a row. It's the top three teams.
You got enough bulletin board things, right?
That's right. So.
You know, you lose a few linebackers from last year, BJ and Michael. You know, talk about some of the guys who are filling in those roles, and you know, you're one of the holdovers from last year. You know, how important is it for you to lead those guys and make sure they know what they're doing?
You know, those are huge shoes to fill. But you know, the young guys know that. You know, they've been working hard. You know, they want to be good.
Yeah.
So you know, that's really the most important thing. So it's going to make a job easier for me and, you know, Pat Mankey, who's a senior linebacker.
Yeah.
You know, Doug's really stepped up too in a leadership role. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, the good thing I think for the linebackers this year is you got a solid, experienced group of linemen in front of you. How, you know, in this defense, you know, it's very new to you guys still. You guys are still learning a lot. You know, how important is it for you to have people in front of you to shield you from blockers and so you can make plays?
Well, it's huge. That's how linebackers make plays, is just from the sacrificial lambs up front. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got a lot of depth up there and a lot of talent, and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna make us look good, which is, we're really lucky to have.
Right. Any freshmen that sticking out in your mind so far as guys, incoming guys who have really, you know, impressed you?
It's still pretty shallow at this point, but we'll see as camp gets further along. You know, there's, like I said, a lot of guys want to be good.
Right.
And a lot of guys know how to put in the work.
Yeah.
So we'll see who emerges.
Coach Cabral has you guys out after practice running sprints. You know, not all the units are doing that. What's the message he's trying to send you? And, you know, how do you, you know, what's different about you guys compared to everybody else?
I mean, we're not surprised. Coach Cabral, I mean, it's never good enough.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Embry wasn't pleased with the offense today. And, you know, I guess Cabral wasn't either. I mean, if they're doing something, we got to do something. So.
Right.
That's what makes him a good coach.
And I know you don't interact much with the defensive backs, maybe, but you know, you got a few new corners coming in this year. Any guys sticking out in your mind in that spot? And you know, how important is it for you know, guys like Ray Polk and Anthony Perkins to, you know, make sure that they know what they're doing and, you know, also protect the outside of the cornerbacks?
You know, it's such a tough job. You know, Jimmy Jaleel, that's a huge shadow.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a lot. The guys standing out to me are kind of those guys that are waiting in the wings last year. You know, they're junior or senior, like Travis Sandersfeld or Park Gorms coming off injury. So, I mean, the guys are there. They just have to prove it.
Yeah. Defense have any team goals? You know, I know Coach Embry talks about changing the culture. What are some of the goals for the defense that you guys are really working for and building towards?
You know, it's about small goals because, you know, being successful with small goals will ultimately lead to the big goals or the, you know, the big achievements.
Yep.
So, you know, we want to stop the run. We want to get them in third downs, and we want to make plays.
Last year we had Hawaii in here, we started slow, and they got to a little bit of a lead and managed to come back. You came back and won that game. This year you're going down to Hawaii. You guys started preparations for that game, and what are you going to try to do differently or do what you did in the second half to shut down that kind of high-powered Hawaii offense?
Yeah, definitely been preparing. You know, they're going to be a great team, too. And it's in their home court. You know, they won 10 games last year. They had the number one passing quarterback in the country.
Yep.
So it's going to be tough. We know that. And, you know, last year really doesn't mean anything. So we're going to take it from this new point of view. And we have a good game plan. And you know, hopefully pull out a victory there.
Cool.